Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. I thought it would be so much fun to share with you one of our most recent finds on Amazon. This is called a pocket garden, and it's made by Veg Trug. And if you look really closely, each little area, or I like to call them cubbies, they call them pockets, is a cute little area for your family to plant. It's a really neat thing, and I just had to share it with y'all. But if you look closely, it comes with these individual slats and these individual, they're like felt pockets, or they're little boxes that simply slide into each pocket. It's super simple to put together. In fact, my husband Tommy put it together for me, and it did not take him much time at all. But now each child in your family, or just creates all these different opportunities for you to plant different things. One of the biggest mistakes that people often make when they're planting a vegetable garden is they try to plant too much. Now, I know I like to stuff and shove in all my other gardens, but this is not a stuff and shove garden. You want to make sure that you space your plants out evenly. So some of the different ways that you can plant are you can buy plants that are already grown. This makes it super easy. I don't really have a whole lot of luck with seeds, but I'm going to show you a trick that makes it super easy in just a second. But you can buy plants that are already grown for you. This is lettuce. I'm just going to share a few of my favorites. Rosemary. We've got lavender, cauliflower. Anything that you can find at your local garden center would be great for this garden. And maybe if your kids plant it, they may want to try it if you have some of them that don't like to eat some of these different things. Another fun way is to label and identify each one of the different pockets. I think it's fun. You can create all kinds of fun tags. We found these, and you can buy all of this on Amazon. You can also find the live plants on Amazon as well to make it super easy when you're trying to plant everything. But you wanna make sure that you label every single pocket so that way you remember what is inside each pocket. Another easy thing that you can buy, this is called seed tape. And I don't know if you've ever planted from seeds before, but when you buy the packet of seeds, sometimes it's really hard to evenly distribute them within the soil. Well, they've made it so super simple for you. It's almost like a roll of toilet paper that has the seeds evenly placed out. So let me show you how this works. I'm simply going to rip some of this in half. And then I'm going to, if you look, just tear it along the perforated edge. And I'm going to go ahead and use one of these. These are carrots. So I'm going to lay this on top of the soil and put this in. And you only want to cover it with about an inch, a half an inch on top. Not an inch, only a half inch. And I like to make sure that my soil is nice and wet and damp before I plant. It is the fastest way to plant seeds, and that's the most success I've ever had when planting seeds. I mean, I can plant things from seeds, but this is just a super easy way to do it. So I've got that tucked in there. Now I'm gonna fill in the next pocket with some lettuce, because it would be really fun to be able to make a salad from the pocket garden. This is Butter Crunch Bib Lettuce, and it's got a nice, sweet, buttery flavor. But I'm only going to put two in here. Do not fill up the entire pocket this is called a six pack. You definitely do not wanna fill it up. You just wanna plant two. And you want to make sure that you constantly harvest your lettuce. So as it gets probably about 5 to 6 inches tall, go ahead and clip it off because that allows more energy to go to the new growth. Next, I'm going to fill in with one strawberry. And now these get rather large, so you also don't want to fill up the entire pocket with a ton of them. You just want to use one. And I'm simply going to nestle this inside here. And I'm just going to tuck the soil all the way around. And one strawberry is plenty. Next, I'm going to add rosemary. And the rosemary, I'm going to make sure I put this on the end because rosemary does get kind of large. So I want to make sure that it has plenty of room to grow on this side as well. Look at how pretty those roots are. You always want to make sure when you're buying plants that the roots are nice, white, and healthy. And oh my yum, it smells so good. Okay, I'm just going to tuck that in there and go all the way around. Okay, so I've got my first row. But can't you see how much fun this would be if you had children doing this with you? Because I know sometimes they like to kind of fight over their different plot in the garden. This way they can individually have their own berry pocket to plant in. Next, I'm going to add lavender. I'm going to tuck this one on this side. So when you're planting your pocket garden, think about some of the different things that you can use. So don't forget about using herbs as well. Lavender is great and it just smells so good. So I've got those. Next, let me see what I've got over here. I've got some cauliflower. Now, cauliflower gets really big, so you only want to plant one of these per this size pocket, okay? Do not plant a bunch. And when you're choosing your plants, if you look, you don't see how that one's kind of leggy? Don't plant that one. You want to find one that's got a nice sturdy stalk. Like this one is super, super healthy. So I'm just going to gently pinch it from the bottom and try to keep all of the roots together like that. And then this one's been loosened up at the bottom, but see how nice and sturdy this is? This is a perfect one to plant. Okay, I'm just going to simply nestle that soil around there. And now remember, cauliflower gets huge, so only one cauliflower per pocket. Okay, next I'm going to add some broccoli. And you want to look for the super sturdy. Actually, this is Brussels sprouts. How many of you like Brussels sprouts? They're some of my favorite. My husband and I absolutely love them. And they're so yummy when they're, of course, tossed around in butter. But I'm going to nestle. Now, these also get very big. So you just want to have one Brussels sprout. Then I'm going to fill up this last pocket. And I left this empty for you so that way you could see how deep the pocket is and just how this is such a neat thing to have. I thought it was so cool. I've never really seen one individually all spaced out. And there's slats in there, and that way it promotes airflow because you want to make sure that you have constant airflow around your plants. Let me just simply fill that up and keep filling it up. Now, do not go cheap on the soil. I know y'all hear me talk about that all the time. You want to make sure you use a really good potting soil. Just like you need good food for your body, your plants do too. Okay, so I've got that filled up. And I think I'm going to do my last pocket with some seed tape. So I'm simply going to open this up. And this is so much fun to watch when things sprout up from seed for the first time. It's just a fun thing for children to watch. And I remember being a little girl watching. I used to plant mustard seeds in dish towels. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but it was actually something really fun that we did because it only takes like 2 or 3 days for a mustard seed to sprout. So I'm only going to top about a half an inch of soil on top of there. And then look, we've created this fabulous pocket garden. One thing is if you are going to place this outside and if you're still don't have really warm weather yet and if you're still in danger of frost, A great way to protect your plants are these close jars. They're just a really nice glass jar that's in the shape of a bell, and you simply nestle the plant under it, and then it protects it outside in the cold. Now, you know, rosemary and lavender can take the cold, but some of these newly planted things like the lettuce and the cauliflower and the Brussels sprouts, and then especially the seeds as they start coming up, you want to make sure that you keep them protected. But this is a really neat find on Amazon. You can actually order a lot of these plants and seeds from Amazon, so that way you can have a really quick activity. You can order it all online and have it shipped straight to you. And I just thought that was so easy and simple to do. And this pocket garden is definitely a great find. So I hope you enjoy doing one of these with your family. Again, this is a great activity to do with the children in your class. That way everybody has their own. And I cannot forget to label it. So happy spring gardening. To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.